Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Mike Calda Show. We are broadcasting live from WrestleMania 33, and sitting down with us is a guy who about 4 years ago, was maybe 5 years ago, was not on the card, bumped into me at WrestleMania and said, "Are you Calhead?" And I went, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, "Hey, Bray Wyatt." And I go, "Hey, what's up, dude?" And I walked away. Now, arguably the biggest star in the WWE. Let me tell you. When we had you in studio a couple of years ago, and I was like, this whole character is, and you were like, it's just the beginning. Wait till you, it's getting weirder and weirder, by the way. But I absolutely love it, man. Are you loving the way everything's playing out?
Oh, yeah, man. This is you know, exactly the way I envisioned it, and that was quite an intro.
Listen, I have to run people through the whole history of what we're doing here. Seriously, I couldn't be happier for you because you're such a nice guy, and we've known you since you were young, so it's good to see you working your way up. I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday there was a legit news story on the internet, not fake news, where they are now doing research on the origin of Sister Abigail and if she is dead or will make an appearance somewhere. Yeah,
this is real.
This is legit. It took enough people to sit around and go, there's enough interest in this where we should figure this out and what the next move. Wasn't a wrestling website. Who came up with Sister Abigail? Is that all you, or does somebody sit down and say to you, this is what we're going to do?
Oh, well, it's, you know, it was my mythology. I wanted to come up with something that, you know, people could really attach to. You know, a whole backstory and everything. And it's just kind of been the natural progression of this, that people wondered about it because you talk about it all the time.
Is it going to get weirder?
No. I think I'm in the process of getting as weird as I could possibly get.
You have are these even called dreadlocks?
These are dreadlocks.
And do you like them, or are you like, sweet Jesus? Like we always say that Cena's got to be mad that he wore jean shorts, because now he's got to wear them forever.
Should not have picked the jean shorts.
Yeah, so now if they stick with you, you got to wear them forever.
Yeah,
he can start ripping them out.
And they've been at that. You know, some of them are a little frail already. But I think I'll have these until they just naturally fall out, which is happening.
Oh, that's good, because then you just shave your own crazy, like Britney Spears. He's so nuts, he just started shaving his own head.
Yeah, maybe get some tattoos like Bam Bam.
No, because that you'll regret one day. I think one day, you know, listen, you got enough money in the bank, and you're like, I got kids, I don't want to do this anymore. And they'll be like, now you're a crazy tattoo head guy, and all your kids' school friends think you were in jail instead of being a wrestler.
Well, no, I got to ride this out anyway. Yeah. I'm not qualified to work at Walmart.
You are third generation wrestler? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so his father was a favorite of mine when I was a kid. The great Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham were the tag team to watch when I was young, and then IRS. And I have seen now through your sister's Instagram pictures of your dad, hasn't smiled in 35, 40 years. He should be so proud of the whole family, just stone-faced.
That's just how he is. He's that kind of guy, you know, real straight shooter and very serious disciplinarian.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked. Yeah. Made you crazy. Yeah. We're sitting here with Bray Wyatt. Is WrestleMania, when you walk out there, is it the most exciting feeling in the world?
It's jolting.
Yeah.
Like, especially like last year, it was like 106,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And like, I didn't really know what to expect. I've done a few WrestleManias by that point.
Right.
But like 106,000 people was insane.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I had been in front of I think we were just talking back there about, like, I played football at the Swamp, Gators. And that was like 96,000-98,000 people, but they're not like all just
looking at you.
Yeah. So like, especially like when I come out, it's dark and all the lights, and it was like, it looked like it was just the whole building was moving. And it's crazy I'm carrying this 40-pound lantern. Yeah.
That is one of the coolest experiences. Second, favorite theme music. Jericho's theme music to me was the best.
Of course.
And now that theme is so perfect to what you do. It's weird, yet cool. And then when you see the lights go out and everybody's got their lights on their phone, that's got to be such a great feeling.
Yeah, and it's really cool because it's like it's not like a catchphrase that I punched in their head, 100,000 times,
right?
You know, until they caught on with it. It was like they just started doing it on their own.
Yeah,
and you know that's real, homage to what I'm doing as a performer when I'm coming out there. If they're giving it back to me like that,
sure,
it kind of is real motivator, you know.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I love it. I love how it grows. I love how Orton was in, and I love the battles with Orton now. I think that's great. Will there be more people in the Wyatt family, or is the family kind of disbanded?
I think, I've been doing this, there's been like 100 different variations.
Yeah.
Like even one a lot before I even got here. Yeah. So I think it's going to be the type of thing that you take a member and
Swap them out.
I mean, it'll grow, it'll die, it'll fade, and it'll come back. A couple of them, they need to just go on and do their own thing. Like Harper needs to go on and do his own thing, just like I need to go on and do my own thing.
Now, then Harper, shouldn't he... His whole gimmick should be that they should shave him clean now. He should come out in a suit and clean and be like, I'm a new man now. And just start whipping everybody's ass.
I think that's where he's going.
Yeah,
he's just got to trim that.
Get that goddamn beard off of him. This way his eyes don't look so crazy when he does crazy eye. Yeah. I love those guys. Okay, so what do we got going on in WrestleMania? Who we take on in WrestleMania?
Well, me and Randy, hopefully in the main event.
I know, but I need you to kiss him on the forehead and wrap this thing up.
Trust me, that's been on my mind for and that's literally the only thing I can think about, I'd lay in bed at night and just stare at the ceiling, I'm really looking forward to it, and it's going to be a war,
Is going to be a war, because let me tell you why, and this is a little backstage information, but this is something you probably always have to keep in the back of your eye. Randy Orton is legitimately crazy. There's a guy who's been to anger management a bunch of times. In real life, been to anger management. Yelled at my father backstage one time. My father was marking out back there. I was so happy, and Randy came over and was like, take a picture of me. I was getting my hair cut. My dad was like, I don't know. That was a goddamn corrections officer. He's legit angry. So he could just decide one day that he doesn't want to be nice to you and follow rules.
That's fine. I can handle my
Well, listen.
It could get real interesting.
I always appreciate you being so cool to us. And just because that your sister might work on Drew's show doesn't mean that we should not be your favorite show.
Well, I told you I'm not qualified to work at Walmart, so you're my backup.
That's fine. I'll fire Spanish tomorrow. You don't even have to wear a suit. You can come there dressed like this.
I couldn't wear a suit.
Well, it's tough. It's tough every day. Nobody appreciates it.
Do you want to try his coat on?
They make you wear a suit every day?
I mean, they don't make me wear a suit every day. Every day.
Here's one more thing is that this won't be out of place. Next time you go on one of your crazy rants and you're throwing things down, you should be like, from the halls of this, that, and that. And I saw my man, my crazy cowhead. No, you don't have to reference me. Just slip a cowhead in there. That'll make me look so cool in front of my son. Just saying, work on that.
I can do that.
Yeah, all right. I'll be watching every Monday.
I told you my backup plan, so I'll do it every day.
Good. Listen, I appreciate you stopping by. I know everybody else wants to talk to you, so I wish you the best at WrestleMania. We will be out there cheering you on like a supermarket. And tell your dad to smile, and we'll be extra nice to your sister now.
Yeah, you tell him to smile.
Bray Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, brother.
Quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show live at WrestleMania on 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.